up and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller and when I use this product. I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker and fuller so I can do a better job at home by myself with my Ovation products. If you'd like to try them, please, you can get a discount by choosing Angie Austin Daybreak USA when you check out. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. There is a satisfaction money-back guarantee, and I am telling you, I guarantee you will love the products, ovationhair.com.
One media expert says ABC's bias was on display during this weekend's Republican debate.
Media watchdog groups are noting ABC's liberal bias was not exactly hidden during the Republican debate. Tim Graham of the Media Research Center says the fact George Stephanopoulos, a Clinton donor and advocate, was hosting the event clearly shows network bias.
It's awfully hard for the Republicans to stomach Stephanopoulos on these, and they said Stephanopoulos would moderate, but he's still hosting. So, obviously, his pledge to not be involved, I guess you'd have to look at it. There must be a Clinton escape hatch. He's not moderating, but he's right there anchoring and analyzing.
Graham said several questions from the moderators were also clearly aimed to help Dems against Republicans in the fall. I'm Jason Wirt.
Ohio Governor John Kasich insists he is not a Republican establishment presidential candidate. Kasich told CNN's State of the Union he hopes he's shown the ability to reassemble the old Ronald Reagan coalition that can draw in blue-collar Democrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Few things during colder months can be as irritating as dry winter air. Dr. Daniel Allen with the Cleveland Clinic says dry air can not only be annoying, but it can play a role in how often you get sick.
Your sinuses will dry out. The mucus that normally should be gooey and thick and can trap infection gets drier, so you're more likely to get a cold because your mucus is not as able to catch things that you breathe in.
Dr. Allen says dry air is a product of cold winter air, which holds less moisture than warm air. The heat we use in our homes can also contribute to the problem by adding hot, dry air from the furnace. He says one way to combat the dryness is to add humidity to your home, either through a home humidifier or even placing large bowls of water around your house. Dr. Daniel Allen with the Cleveland Clinic recommends some simple steps for folks who already struggle with dry skin.
Increasing your fluid intake is always good. The other way to treat it from the inside is to take omega-3 supplements. That can help normalize the fat in your skin cells, which help to keep the moisture trapped and help it keep it smoother and the oils on the surface of your skin.
Driving keeps getting less expensive. Gas prices fell more than 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. The latest Lundberg survey released yesterday puts the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded at $1.82. That's the lowest level in 7 years and 37 cents cheaper than this time last year. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Let's take a look at the local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. today, mostly cloudy, high in the 40s. Snow likely, possibly in the afternoon tonight. Lows in the 20s. Just a very slight accumulation, possibly could be a mix of snow and rain. Tuesday, snow likely, mainly afternoon, otherwise cloudy, high in the 30s. Tuesday night, snow likely, mainly before 1 in the morning, low in the 20s. Chance of snow showers on Wednesday in the morning, otherwise cloudy, high in the 30s. Cloudy on the overnight Wednesday night, clearing up on Thursday, Friday, and looks like a dry weekend coming. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Coming to you on Mondays. Apologize for last week. Well, I shouldn't apologize. We had archived shows. We'd lost our streaming service, but we're back up and running. Stronger than ever. So it's nice to be back live. Got some food celebrations coming up. Of course, yesterday, people probably have a food hangover today. Yesterday is apparently the second biggest home dining day of the year, second only to Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a good time, stayed safe, and I guess, you know, and especially in the Northeast, a cold day, nice to get together and spend an afternoon. There's plenty of programming on, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. So what do we have coming up this week? Well, it's Mardi Gras, Carnival, depending on where you celebrate. It's Ash Wednesday, of course, start of Lent. And Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. Historically, people would celebrate right before going into a period of penance for Lent, where you would give up all the good things, or some of the food pleasures, I guess. So, any good reason to celebrate. Of course, New Orleans is famous in this country. All kinds of parties and things going on, but the food is great. The Cajun Creole, the French influence, the Spanish, African, all the influences down there makes for a great great melting pot of cuisine down there. So we'll look at the jambalaya would be first thing that comes to mind, especially cooking for a group. Many variations on that. Paella, risotto, using rice. So we'll look at that. Mardi Gras. Oh, Shrove Tuesday. Also Pancake Day. Pancakes in any form. Crepes are always good. That would be something that would traditionally be consumed on Tuesday. And of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. Easter being on so Valentine's Day. I guess we'll take a little break from holding back on things and, of course, celebrate with significant other. Or just, use as an excuse to eat chocolate, right? Of course, February is National Chocolate Month and also Fondue Month. Anybody still, I guess, there's been a little resurgence in fondues. Of course, the different types. I'd like to, of course, a chocolate fondue would be great for a dessert on Valentine's Day because it's a little interactive. It's, if you're having a family celebration or if it's just two of you, adapts very well to things like that. For conversation, and you can actually vary the things you dip in the chocolate fondue, so you can get some fruit, get something healthy in there if you want. So we're looking at other fondues. Variation on the cheese fondue from Brillant Savarin. His classic rendition of it. And it's, I don't know how many people do scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs, many times, they're hard and rubbery and dry. And I've always made them more of the French technique. My wife calls them hotel eggs. Because in hotels, we would have a batch of scrambled eggs serving, you know, many hundreds of people for breakfast. So you weren't making those to order. And you wanted to keep them soft. And the idea is cook them very slowly. And my addition, we always would put whole butter in there to kind of keep it smooth. So this fondue, and we normally think of fondue as cheese fondue, and probably this, I don't know which one came first, but this one using eggs is pretty cool. And you want the scrambled eggs, actually, when I make them, you can actually use them as a dip or eat them with a spoon. They're that soft. And of course, with nonstick pans now, it's relatively easy to do that, although in batches, you could even in a bain-marie, a hot water bath, which would be one pot sitting over another with the simmering water. That very, very low temperature, just that steam coming off, there's plenty enough to set an egg. Egg whites set at maybe 120 degrees, 125 degrees. That's why then when it gets hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, you could literally do that with if it gets with the radiant heat coming off of a concrete there, it would be enough to set an egg. So the cheesy eggs, do this by proportion. I kind of eyeball it because I've done them for so many years, but you weigh the eggs. And normally, a large egg weighs about 2 ounces, negligible weight for the shell. So you can even actually do them by count, figure about 2 ounces per egg. And then you have that weight, you take a third of that weight, and that's how much cheese you use. And a good Gruyere is nice. Real hard cheeses, not so much. If you like that little sharpness, you know, a little Asiago or something in there is nice for that taste. But if you want to use a semi-soft cheese like Swiss or Gruyere, and you have that shredded so it melts easily. And then a quarter of that egg's weight is in whole butter, little butter cubes. So you have your eggs. Of course, whisk the eggs, make them smooth. If you want a guarantee on them, we used to always pass them through a fine china cap strainer. Kind of breaks up the albumin. And in case any little bit of shell got in there, of course, you eliminate that problem. But it makes for a smoother product. So you combine everything and stir it over very low heat until they're smooth. And you don't need to get the pan too hot. You just melt a little bit of butter in there. And I use a wooden spoon or spatula so you don't scrape the pan up. I guess plastic would be fine, but wood seems to do, if you still have wooden spoons, very good. and stir them low heat till they're smooth, and you'll see the curds will start forming. And the more you stir them, it breaks things up. The cheese just gets to that temperature where the cheese melts. And that's really all you want it. And take it off the heat after that. And I'll put them into a warm bowl so they don't get set up too much. Chill down. But that's where, again, it should be something almost like a thick soup when it's done. So the eggs aren't overcooked, and there's a little salt, a fair amount of black pepper. Want it to be nice and peppery. And it could be something that you could dip crostinis in, or just enjoy it with, you'll want something crunchy on the side, though. What the heck? Remember when we were kids, we'd cut the little toast sticks. But anyway, that's a form of fondue that could, you know, you could use it as a first course if you want. Eggs, if you want to gussy it up a little bit, a little spoonful of caviar on top, wouldn't hurt. But that would be the cheesy eggs, I call them. But a really classic rendition of a cheese fondue. We've got to take a break, and we'll look at a couple of ideas for Valentine's, for Mardi Gras, and see where this thing takes us. Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Back at the table here. We'll move on with classics. Interesting how things come back around full circle. So, yeah, for your Valentine's dinner, let's say you're having a couple of people, two of you, or even for the family, or, I don't know, I guess we find people going out now. It used to be a lot of couples, but it is more kind of, at least for us at Jake's, a family thing. So you see these the renditions now, Angels on Horseback, Devils on Horseback. And we did one, I saw it at a restaurant down near the shore, the OC. It's like steak and oysters. They call them Jersey Devils. So we did deviled eggs. They do deviled eggs with a fried oyster on top, which is kind of nice. We did that for our champagne tasting. Actually, a good match. Champagne, I think a lot of wine people say, well, eggs don't really go with wine. But, you know, you think of it, champagne, you usually have it at brunch. It works very well. So they call these Jersey Devils. And we make the deviled egg mix a little bit spicy. And of course, the secret is, besides the mayonnaise, a little bit of soft butter in there. It keeps them nice and firm when they're chilled. The Angels on Horseback, of course, are oysters wrapped in bacon. And you can buy already shucked oysters for these if you like. In fact, it might be easier because you can pick the size you want. You want them a little fairly large for this. The bacon, of course, the trick is, just like with bacon-wrapped scallops, is to get the bacon to cook at the same time that the seafood is cooking. The seafood takes very little time, so what we normally like to do is blanch the bacon. One technique calls for actually taking a knife and kind of flattening out the bacon very thin so it gets crispy and the seafood doesn't get overcooked. You can blanch them in simmering water just to start cooking and get some of the fat out. I've done them in the oven. You don't want the bacon to get crispy. You still need it to be pliable to wrap it around the seafood, whether it's, again, the oyster or the scallop. And then you'll broil these. Now, sometimes people will glaze them. Nice bacon glaze, of course. My favorite is the old, use a little red wine vinegar and brown sugar, equal amounts. And then about half that amount of Dijon mustard. Heat that up and makes a nice, I always make my glazed bacon for Christmas with that. But some recipes would call for, so you want a little bit of sweet and salty, a little spicy. With the oysters, of course, wrapping a raw oyster out of the shell with bacon can be a little sloppy. Some recipes call for poaching the oyster slightly, which probably would be easier. Just the oyster and its juice, and you don't really cook them too much, just to firm them up a little bit. You know, simmer till the edges curl a little bit, and then drain them right away so you don't overcook them. And then if your bacon is blanched, you broil them, high heat, get the bacon crispy, and you've got the Angels on Horseback. The Devils on Horseback, that's a whole other story. That's with the date or the prunes. You have dried dates or prunes, of course, pitted. And we like to plump those up. Now, you can plump them in simply hot water if you like. Port would be nice. Kind of add some other nuances to it. So you have the dried product, kind of reconstitutes it. And then where the pit came out, we'd like to stuff that with a little bit of cheese. It could be gorgonzola, it could be goat cheese, or a combination of the two. And then these are wrapped in bacon. And I've done it, actually, what's nice, if you can find some good slab bacon and slice it yourself, slice it very thinly. Something that's not quite as fatty, not as much water in it. I find sometimes the prepackaged bacon is a little bit of water, I think because of the curing process. But a slab bacon, of course, you're going to spend a little more money, but it's going to be more meaty and easier to handle. Slice it very thinly, crisps up a little faster. So you have the stuffed date or the prune with the bacon wrapped, and again broil it nice, and you've got that whole combination of salty and sweet. Now, that could be, those could be a good appetizer, right? Or take one of our most popular foods, the pizza, and do something similar. You'll see, now pizzas, of course, you can buy dough already done. You can buy crusts that are par-baked. You can use flatbreads, virtually anything. I've done one before, a grilled pizza. You're almost, it's almost like making a tortilla dough. Use the semolina flour and a little bit of oil or melted shortening, and then hot water, a little pinch of baking powder, give it a little fluffiness, and do it right in the food processor and roll them out. And these pizzas will, they will rise a little bit because of the baking powder. Got that nice yellow color from the semolina flour. You want the fine ground Durum semolina, and you can grill them. They'll cook quickly. It's not like a yeast raised dough where you have to wait, proof it, and then punch it down, and then get that second rise in the oven. And these could be done again in a grill pan or in a griddle. You cook one side, and then on the other side, we're going to use fresh figs if you can find them. If you need, if you could get dried figs, I would reconstitute them and dice them. If you find the fresh ones, of course, just the nice quarters or sixths, little wedges, a little prosciutto and gorgonzola. So I would bake the pizza. If you're baking it, I would have the figs and gorgonzola on there, and then little the shards, little thin slices of prosciutto or juliennes could sprinkle on afterwards if you like to keep it uncooked like that. Or you could put the prosciutto on there when you're baking it. And this is a pizza that, again, it might be better even on a par-baked crust because these ingredients don't need to cook that long. It's not like you're melting mozzarella or anything. The crumbled gorgonzola, figs, then prosciutto would be a great combination. First course, one little 9 or 10 inch pizza would do it. Get you started on your classic Valentine's Day dinner. Now, for a salad, another classic, crab Louis. See, this starting to pop up. We've done, it's, if you like Cobb salad with a lot of ingredients, it's, it's kind of grown into something like that. It could be simple as crab meat with a mayonnaise kind of chili sauce dressing. See, yeah, some people put olives in, some people shaved onion. We like to make the dressing with our cocktail sauce because we don't just use ketchup in our cocktail sauce at the restaurant. We make it with 50%. Ketchup and a half chili sauce, the bottled chili sauce that you find. So that's got onions and other flavorings in it. Then, of course, add the Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, lemon juice, and horseradish. So it's a good, good spicy cocktail sauce. And we found that mixing this half and half with mayonnaise makes a very decent dressing for crab. What you're trying to do is not drown the crab too much. Remoulades and other sauces like that have your capers or your pickles in there, and those are fine for a crab cake or something, but when you have just the plain crab, might want to keep it a little bit simpler. We've got a break for news, and then we'll be back at the table. We'll finish off our crab Louis, and then I think for the main course, another classic, a nice beef stroganoff done the real way, Chef Bill's Table.
You USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I actually think I have the best temperament. I built a massive corporation. I employ thousands and thousands of people. I've gotten along with people for years and years, have tremendous relationships with many people, including politicians on both sides.
Donald Trump insisting that he has the best temperament among the GOP candidates to be president. The Republican presidential candidates squared off over the weekend in their final debate ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. They have plenty to celebrate today in Denver after the Broncos dismantled the Carolina Panthers to win Super Bowl 50. The 24-10 victory led Denver quarterback Peyton Manning to lift his second Lombardi trophy. There's still no definite word on whether Manning will retire now. Former President Bill Clinton is going after his wife's Democratic presidential rival. In a campaign appearance last night in New Hampshire for Hillary, Bill Clinton called Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hypocritical, quote, hermetically sealed, and dishonest. Sanders has a big lead in public opinion polls ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. I have to be honest with you. I was thrilled when Ovation Hair sought me to give them an endorsement because I love their products. Ovation Cell Therapy Protein and Amino Acid Treatment nourishes my hair and scalp, and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair, and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller, and when I use this product, I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker and fuller so I can do a better job at home by myself with my Ovation products. If you'd like to try them, please, you can get a discount by choosing Angie Austin Daybreak USA when you check out. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. There is a satisfaction money-back guarantee, and I am telling you, I guarantee you will love the products, ovationhair.com.
Back at the table here. So, crab Louie. So, what kind of crab meat do we use? Of course, friend, West Coast, you would use the Dungeness crab. If you're up New England, you might use a Jonah crab. And in the Mid-Atlantic, of course, we would use a blue crab. And the hard crabs. Of course, you can buy the pasteurized crab meat or the fresh picked crab meat. And the domestic, fairly expensive, of course. You're only going to use a couple of 3 ounces per person for this. Crab meat prices actually did drop a little bit. Their, I guess, supplies are very good. So, for something, I mean, relatively easy, a nice, good super lump or jumbo lump would be good for this, and don't break it up too much. And as far as the salad goes, now, usually the components are a good crunchy lettuce, like iceberg, and we have the original was what, tomatoes, hard-boiled eggs. Now we're adding maybe a little bit of steamed asparagus and some avocado. You know, gussy it up a little bit, and make it get some vegetables in there too. Now for lettuce, we're going to do this at the restaurant. We're playing around with it, and we use a whole head of baby iceberg for our wedge salad. So one thought was to hollow out the head of lettuce and put the crab meat in there for presentation, or we could chop it. Another option, something we're using, if you've ever run across it, little gem lettuce, gem romaine. So it looks like it's a small head of romaine. It's got nice green leaves. It's nice and firm. Good flavor, just like the baby iceberg. It's not as watery. So you're getting the same amount of, a little bit more flavor, with, at least with the iceberg, than you would with the standard big California iceberg. The little gem romaine, especially if, just for two people, you only need one little head. Of course, it's a salad course. We grill it lightly. on the charcoal grill. We just brush it with a little bit of herb vinaigrette, or you could use oil and salt and pepper. And the idea is that you're not cooking the lettuce all the way. You're just getting some of the outside leaves a little bit wilted, and you pick up a little bit of that char flavor from the grill. You could do it in a grill pan. You could even sear it on a flat pan if you like. The idea is just to get that texture and flavor contrast. So if you want to, you know, do a little variation on it, it would be, I think the grilled gem would be kind of neat for this. And then you have your crab meat and asparagus. Even if it's not quite springtime or think of it in season, there's usually good supplies around. Right now the prices seem to be pretty good. What we'll do with those, of course, break the asparagus where they naturally breaks. And if you like to peel them, you can. You could steam them or just cook them lightly in some salted water. You want them a little bit crisp tender, not mushy, not cooked too much. And then chill them down and be able to either serve the whole spears or slice them on the diagonal. We're going to kind of scatter it. I think we'll scatter the cuts of asparagus around. Yeah, maybe the three or four thin avocado wedges. And then tomatoes, again, it's not summertime. We found that the little grape tomatoes work very well. We just simply have those grape tomatoes lengthwise, mainly so they're easy to eat, don't roll around, and kind of sprinkle some of those on there. So you've got crab, you've got a nice salad, vegetable, hard-cooked eggs, either in halves or quarters, would be your salad. It would be actually kind of neat to have a couple of deviled eggs on there. Why not? But anyway, hard-cooked egg. So you can mix it kind of, if you like everything mixed together or eat things separately, but it works out. I think we're gonna bring that back for Valentine's Day and see if we can keep it going there. Crab Louis salad. Now, main course, tenderloin stroganoff, and not the stroganoff that you think of. Not your mother's stroganoff, right? Sometimes people tend to make this, and it ends up being not much different than beef stew. It's, you know, you'll see the lean beef. It could be round, which is, you know, it's got to be either cooked pretty rare or simmered for a while. We like to, of course, the dish Russian in origin. It would be using tenderloin. At the very least, it would be sirloin. Good sirloin, not even maybe the hip. It would be the, you know, right, get a good strip steak and cut it. You're going to cut this into thin strips, maybe about an inch long. The tenderloin is nice because you don't really have to get a center cut perfect fillet steak. You could use meat from toward the end of the tenderloin. It's all going to be the same tenderness. So this is a saute, a quick saute. That's why I kind of like it, especially for a dinner for two. It's probably easiest to make it 1 to 2 portions at a time, so the meat browns properly. Now, one technique calls for marinating this meat in white wine with a little bit of onion and carrot for maybe 10 to 12 hours. So that would, you know, probably be a short overnight. So you have this wine that you've marinated the meat in, and you need to dry the meat, though. You don't want it to boil when it hits the pan. And you take this marinade and reduce it by 50% and strain it and save this. In lieu of the marinade, you could just have the meat ready to go. And we're going to use white wine in this dish, even though a lot of, you know, people think red wine. But the white wine, this is a quick dish. Doesn't have to cook that long. So you've got your tenderloin or your sirloin strips. And figure, you know, 6 ounces is probably good. You're going to make a sauce with it. If you like more, use more, but this would be a good way to share a nice big steak. And, of course, you don't want any fat in there. Now, normally we'd call for some onions and mushrooms. And what we like to do is saute the onions and mushrooms ahead of time and make the sauce. So you have onions and mushrooms, and you use dry white wine. You could use a little beef stock if you like, and a little mustard. Now, this sauce is going to thicken with either creme fraiche or sour cream. You could use heavy cream if you like, and then you might want to use a little lemon juice. You want that little bit of tang in there. So you're going to make the sauce, basically a mushroom white wine sauce, and set it aside. Then when you're ready to serve, you'll heat a pan, drop a little butter in it, and saute the meat very quickly so it browns. And flame it with a little bit of brandy. I found that when making, I don't care if it's beef bourguignon or the stroganoff or anything you're using wine with, if you also flame with a little bit of brandy, brandy's basically distilled wine, and it gives it a more intense wine flavor. You're going to burn off the alcohol, and you don't need much. You just need a tablespoon or two. So flame it with the brandy, and then you'll set the meat aside. You want to drain it out of the juice. You'll add that sauce back to the pan, bring it to a simmer, and then put your creme fraiche or sour cream in. Now, you don't want to boil it too long after that because they say the sour cream might break. But at that point, you just fold the meat back into the sauce. You want to keep these beef tips medium rare. You don't want them well done. I mean, it's tenderloin. It's not ever going to really be tough, but you want to keep it. It's a very elegant dish, but it's one that you could pull off at the last minute if you have your sauce ready and your meat's cut. Normally served over, say, a rice pilaf, or you could use noodles, but the idea is that you don't have to spend a lot of time cooking this. It's more in the preparation. So if we have a first course pizza, we have a classic crab louis, we've got the some vegetables with that. Now with the meat, you might just want to use the rice pilaf or egg noodles and not worry about serving a vegetable. If there's a vegetable that you like, of course, with the pilaf, it'd be nice to kind of mix it in there. You could use a diced root vegetables if you like, or broccoli rabe. Fold that into your rice pilaf afterwards if you want a little color, a little variation. But I think the stroganoff would be a nice, easy way to enjoy good steak for Valentine's Day. Then dessert, chocolate fondue. Another classic. Now for chocolate fondue, of course, like anything else, you want the better quality you start with, the better dish you're going to have. Now, the chocolate, a good semi-sweet would be fine. If you want something a little bit finer, a little higher cacao percentage, of course, that's just going to be that much more intense. And actually, good other flavors come through. You get something above 60% cacao, get to 68%, 70%. You've really got some nice, fine flavors in there that almost like a red wine. So we'll construct this chocolate fondue when we come back. Again, something relatively simple, and you can do a lot of the preparation ahead. And then we'll finish up, try to build a jambalaya for Mardi Gras. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one
back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, we'll finish up our dinner, chocolate fondue. Now, things that you can dip in there, of course, pretzels always work too, right? Some pound cake, maybe cut into cubes and toasted. So chocolate kind of runs off a little bit. Or cookies, like gaufrettes, any kind of little plain cookie might be nice in there. And, of course, the fruit. Even though they're not quite in season and people would like some nice strawberries. And we used to get the chocolate shop in Flemington here. They would dip clusters, you know, little raspberries or blueberries, little clusters in the chocolate. But strawberry seems to be the one. You can dip it halfway if you like. Pineapple works well. Orange works very well. Or maybe a little one of the little tangerines or something like that. Something a little smaller. Marshmallows, many things you can dip in the fondue. It's kind of nice. It's interactive. It's conversation. You're not just finishing off sweets. So with your fondue pot, of course, I'm sure if you don't have one buried somewhere, I think they're making a comeback anyway. I like to just make a ganache. I mean, there's recipes for you melt the chocolate. Usually you have to add a little bit of oil or something to it, but ganache is probably the easiest thing to do. It's very versatile. And if you have some left, you can always save it, use it for a glaze, or whip it for a frosting, I mean, for a filling. So, say, basically, I mean, kind of on about 2 cups of heavy cream, and we scald that, and you have 21 ounces of chocolate. Now, you could cut this in half if you like. You want the chocolate into break it up into pieces so it melts easily, more easily. And just simply scald the cream and pour it over the chocolate. Now, with 2 cups of cream, you need about 1/4 cup of some kind of flavoring. Could be, or if you want orange, you could do a little Grand Marnier or Triple Sec. If you like Amaretto, if you like Chambord, something. Or if you want to just add a little vanilla. If you want a coffee liqueur in there, that would be great. About 1/4 cup of that. And once the... You pour the hot cream over the chocolate and then let it sit for a few minutes and stir it till the chocolate melts. And you can warm this to keep it more liquid. We used to actually make it. We could actually, you know, on low power, just warm it back up in the microwave if you like. But you could have this made and then ready to go. Or you could make it as you need it. I mean, it doesn't take that long. And then you've got a nice coating for your fruit and cookies and other things to dip in the chocolate. Nice way to finish off a meal. So there. Celebratory meal. And again, the stroganoff is nice, or if you still like that nice solid piece of steak, you could make that sauce very easily on the side and then pan roast or grill or sear a nice steak and slice it like an individual roast. That would also work out. And if you don't want to do the quick saute at the end, you could have a nice porterhouse would be beautiful with that, right? A little bit of sauce, a little bit of sirloin and tenderloin sliced nicely. Might be pretty good. But, the stroganoff sauce would be something quick you'd want to keep in your repertoire there. So, Mardi Gras now, jambalaya. We have it on our catering list. We don't sell too much of it. It's very popular if we run it on special in the restaurant because you can make it any kind of way. You could have just meat. You could have poultry. You could do seafood jambalaya. Very good. Or you could do a combination of things. I think ours, what people like is shrimp sausage and chicken. Seems to work well. So what you need is really, you want it fairly spicy. So for maybe for each serving. You want to make a good pot of this. You need 1 pound of andouille, which is a smoked, spicy Cajun sausage. To me, that's one of the important things to have in there. You want a good spicy sausage. About 1/2 pound of ham. Now, if you can find tasso, a little Cajun spiced ham, by all means do it. Otherwise, a nice lean ham. I use, say, a Cure 81, something along that line. Not one of the really cheap water added ones. You want it you want that smoky flavor. A cup or so of diced cooked chicken, or you could use raw chicken, chicken breast, chicken thigh would be better. And then 2 pounds of shrimp, probably a 21-25 count is plenty big enough, and you have this peeled and veined. So we start with our Trinity. The onions, peppers, and celery. It's kind of like the Cajun mirepoix. Now we'll need some tomato product for this, and you could use canned whole tomatoes in the juice, or you could use fresh tomatoes. Probably the canned ones would be better this time of year. You'll need 2 cups of rice and about 3 cups of some kind of broth or stock. You don't need that. That 4th cup is going to come from juice from the tomatoes and things. So you've got your 2-to-1 ratio there. So what I do is saute the vegetables. And sometimes you can add a little flour if you want. And again, not too much. You're not really looking to thicken too much. You want to kind of brown that flour for flavor. Don't have to put it in. Because you're going to, with the rice, it's going to be plenty. It's like a pilaf anyway. So we have the vegetables cooking. Then we'll add the chicken, the andouille. Of course, we're going to cube that or slice it and then dice the ham. We'll get those cooking there with the vegetables. Like to add some thyme and, of course, some cayenne pepper or some of your favorite Cajun seasoning. So you've got the meats in there. You'll add the rice to that and the tomato product. Bring that to a simmer, and then we're going to add the broth. Now, once everything's in the pot and starts simmering away, you don't really want to keep stirring it. Then it gets kind of gummy. That's what, when you stir a risotto, besides the starch on the rice, when that stirring motion kind of brings out the starch. So this one, we want it to, we want the rice to absorb like a pilaf, but we don't want it gummy. So now, the rice is going to take about 20 minutes, so what we'd like to do is the shrimp could go in after about 10 minutes and just kind of poke the shrimp in there. I mean, if you put it in once the stock comes to a boil, it's not the end of the world. The shrimp will cook for that 15 or 20 minutes, but if you like it less cooked, put the shrimp in towards the end. Just kind of stick them in the liquid there. Again, you're not going to stir. And at the end of it, even if it's a little soupy, what you do is you leave the lid on when you're doing this, too. You want the rice to absorb all the liquid. And let it sit for a while, just like we'll do for a paella. Because the rice may seem a little bit undercooked at the time. You have to let it sit there and absorb the rest of the liquid and just rest a little bit. And then you have your jambalaya. Now, another way to do it would be to make yourself a Creole-type sauce with the onions, peppers, celery, and then tomatoes. Make it nice and spicy. And cook your ingredients in there and then put it over some steamed rice. If you don't want to, if you're nervous about doing the timing thing, or maybe you want to make it ahead, combine it later. That would also work. It's not going to have quite the same texture, but certainly will taste good. So either way, cook up a pot of jambalaya for Mardi Gras. It's good, good soul-warming food. All right, well, hope everybody enjoys their week, your food holidays. We've got to sign off now. Chef Bill's Table at 100andchamberradio.com. We'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great week.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I actually think I have the best temperament. I built a massive corporation. I employ thousands and thousands of people. I've gotten along with people for years and years. I have tremendous relationships with many people, including politicians on both sides.
Donald Trump insisting that he has the best temperament among the GOP candidates to be president. The Republican presidential candidates squared off over the weekend in their final debate ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. They have plenty to celebrate today in Denver after the Broncos dismantled the Carolina Panthers to win Super Bowl 50. The 24-10 victory led Denver quarterback Peyton Manning to lift his second Lombardi trophy. There's still no definite word on whether Manning will retire now. Former President Bill Clinton is going after his wife's Democratic presidential rival. In a campaign appearance last night in New Hampshire for Hillary, Bill Clinton called Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hypocritical, quote, hermetically sealed, and dishonest. Sanders has a big lead in public opinion polls ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory